The Holy Gospel for today comes from John, the first chapter, beginning with the 43rd verse. Glory to you, O Lord. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Now Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him, he said to him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." And Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." And Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You'll see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you'll see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. All right, we just heard the creation story, everything that took place in those 7 days. And the one thing that is consistent throughout it is God calling. God calling forth all of those things. God calling forth all of you. Last week, Pastor Rod talked to you guys about how your name is important and how you are called by name. So, today we're going to do a little bit of calling ourselves. We're going to do a little call and response. We're going to see if they can call back what we call to them. Does that sound all right? Yeah? We'll see how engaged they are in this. All right? So what we're going to say, you'll say it with me, we're going to say, "Jesus loves me, yes, I know."
Jesus loves me, and you too.
All right, so we're going to shout it to them, and then they're going to shout it back to us, and we're going to do that like 2 times. All right? We're going to call to each other a promise. Are you ready? All right. 1, 2, 3. Jesus loves me. Yes, I know. Jesus loves me, and you too. Jesus loves me, yes, I know. Jesus loves me, and you too.
Jesus loves me, yes, I know. Jesus loves me, and you too.
There we go. There was a little excitement in the air. You could almost feel it. It was almost there, but we got it. But the message is clear. Whether they wanted to hear it, whether they wanted to say it back to you and call back to you that promise, it's true, and God is calling you and promises. Like we said last week, in the waters of your baptism by name, and we are God's. And through that word that calls us, we know that Jesus loves me and loves you and loves all of them and everybody else outside of these doors and outside of this building. So that is a wonderful promise. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for calling us. We thank you for the promise of the love that you give us and calling us each and every day so that we can hear it and share that wonderful news that you love me and you love all of us too. In your name we pray. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. So what exactly can words do? What are they good for? Well, words can be many different things. They can be verbal, things you can hear. They can be nonverbal, things that you do with your face, sign language, different types of things, typing out. But they help us to do one thing. They help us to communicate, usually a message of some kind. It can also be a command. It could be an idea. You name it. You can think of what words can do and what they can do in sentences. But words are also for calling. And I know you think there are many different instances of calling. It could be thinking of calling a play at a crucial moment in a game.
It could be calling a friend up or family on phones or shouting to them. It could be shouting out for supper. But the key is when something is called, something usually happens. And when God calls, something really big usually takes place. And there is no better way to start, and that's why we read the whole story of creation than the very beginning and how God's calling made big things happen. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, God called forth the night and the day, the sky, the seas, land, vegetation, the sun, the moon, the stars, creatures of the sea, of the air, animals, and even you and me. In the beginning, called all these things into being, instructing some to even go forth and multiply, instructing humanity, take care of creation, take care of what's around you. God called all of this forth, and it was very, very good. God called, and everything you see around it is the result of big things that God can do. Everything you see around you today is a result of big things that God can do. But God's calling does not stop simply on that first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, or even seventh day. It doesn't stop simply with creation. There are many times in scriptures where you hear of God calling and big things happening, especially in humanity. God calls on Noah to build an ark, to save the animals by two, and to save some of humanity while destroying the rest of the world in the flood. And even after this, God is still calling. Even after destroying the world, God still calls. Abraham's called to be the father of many nations. And I promised descendants as numerous as the stars. God calls Samuel to be a prophet, anointing kings of Israel, including David, who God also calls to be king. And we can't forget about Moses, who God calls even though he was a murderer of an Egyptian, even though his own people would turn against him and wouldn't want to believe him, who didn't feel he could free Israel from Pharaoh, didn't think he could go back and save his own people. He thought he'd be rejected and no one would listen. And yet God called Moses to save God's people. God calls and things happen. Sometimes it's in ways and in those that you would never, ever expect. But God's calling goes beyond the Old Testament too. It goes into the New Testament and beyond. And a seminary, I probably said this before, but I can't say it enough, but a seminary professor of mine describes the Trinity in this way. The Father speaks the Word. Jesus is the Word. And the Holy Spirit opens our ears to hear the Word. When God speaks and calls, big things happen. And no bigger calling ever took place than when God called out and sent his only Son, Jesus, the Word, into the world. God speaks and the Word became flesh and lived among us. And that Word called disciples like Philip and Nathaniel and calls us too, today and every day. The Word doesn't stop in one certain event. God continues to call, and big things continue to happen around us. But how do we respond to that Word that we hear, to God's calling in our own lives, or even the lives of those people in the Scriptures? How have others responded to that voice, to that calling, to that Word? Well, I brought with me a little video clip that gives an example from Noah, and how he and sometimes other people in the Bible, and even we too, probably respond when we hear God's calling and the Word. So just listen to this and see how you can relate to this as well.
I want to talk to you about a fellow by the name of Noah who built an ark. Now, everybody knows, you ask a question, say, what did Noah do? He said, well, he built an ark. But very few people know about the actual conversation that went on between the Lord and Noah. You see, Noah was a carpenter, and he was in his rec room sawing away, making a few things for the home there.
Vuba, 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 Noah. Vuba, 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 Noah.
Who is that?
It's the Lord, Noah.
drive. Where are you? What do you want? I've been good. I want you to build an ark. Right. What's an ark? Go out into the woods, collect all of the animals in the world by twos, and make the ark out of cubits, 80 cubits, 40 cubits, 30 cubits. Right. What's a cubit? Let's see, a cubit. I used to know what. Well, don't worry about that. Just go out and collect all those animals by twos, male and female, and put them into the ark. Right. Who is this really? What's going on? How come you want me to do all these weird things? I'm going to destroy the world. Right. Am I on candid camera? How are you going to do it? I'm going to make it rain for 1,000 days and drown them out. Right. Listen, do this. You'll save water. Let it rain for 40 days and 40 nights and wait for the sewers to back up. Right.
So we're often like that in our calling sometimes. And there are people in the Bible, too, that are like that. We can find it hard to believe. Even some of those people from the Bible that I mentioned earlier find it hard to believe God calling me. Can this be real? Moses didn't feel like he could free Israel. Abraham asked, how can his wife have a child? She's old. Samuel hears God's voice and thinks it's Eli. Noah may have even thought it was crazy. David's called and anointed as a kid. He may be asking, how can I be king? We have a king. Even in the gospel for today, when Jesus calls Philip and Nathanael, Nathanael asks, where did you get to know me? Or can anything good come out of Nazareth? We hear too the word. We hear God's call and we might be saying, right. Or what? Or you have to be kidding me. Or you want me to do what? Or you can't even be serious right now. We say these things when we hear what the word Jesus has done for us and calls us to do. We hear these words and sometimes thoughts come through our heads when we think about the death and resurrection and how we have been called and saved. And we hear, I've called you by name and you are mine. And we say, no way. That's too good to be true. But I'm here to say, yes way. God's calling, God's word. Jesus never gives up on you or gives up on me. Instead, God continues to remind us that we are his. His word, Jesus, called out by God, has done big, huge things in our lives with this calling that we are God's through Jesus Christ, who's gone to the cross and back from the dead for us so that we no longer need to doubt or say, are you serious to this calling by God or to this word, this promise? But instead, we can say with enthusiasm and hear it, the word that we are called, both big and small, not just a small group, but all people called. All of us are called by name, and we are God's. All of us. I am. You are. 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 All those people out there are too called by God, and we are God's. And as we close up here, I want you to turn to your neighbor, and I want you to share that promise and that good news with your neighbor too. We hear it all the time, but I want you to point to your neighbor and let God's word speak to you and say, I have called you by name, and you are mine. Say that to your neighbor. Let them hear that good news one more time today. When God calls, big things usually happen.
I mean, I just got all of you to say that. I could hear it at the same time. People saying, I have called you by name, I have called you by name, and that message continues to go on. And through that message and that promise, big things can happen through us as well for this world. Thanks be to God for calling out the word for us. So big things can happen for us and for all those around us through that word. Thanks be to God. Amen.